Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Start with college football. Of course, the big championship game is on Monday night. And, of course, it doesn't include Michigan.
Right.
Who lost to TCU, and that was a shocker because TCU punched him in the face. But anyway, now it's the offseason. And all the talk is about Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and whether or not he's going to stay or go.
Let me just say this. You talk about TCU. That was a team all season long that was near the top 10, in the top 4. And every week, when that poll would come out, people would say, no, this is the week they're going to get beat. This is the week they're going to get knocked out. Of the top 4 teams, every week, that was the team that people said did not deserve to be there.
And look where they are in a national championship game.
And I'll only say this, because my son is a member of this fine institution. Given that Michigan lost to TCU, but Kansas State beat TCU, that means Kansas State is a better team than Michigan.
Is that right?
I want that on the record right now.
How could you say that you were born in Detroit? Did you have an affinity for Michigan or Michigan State, or did it matter?
You know, when you're born in Detroit, it's interesting. You're more a Michigan guy.
Right, you are. And then if you're born in Lansing or Upper
Peninsula, right? it's Michigan State. Yeah.
No doubt about it. So, Rob G., Jim Harbaugh did deliver a statement today. Do we have that, or are you going to read that for us?
I can read it for you, Rob. Not only did he deliver the statement, he delivered it on Michigan football letterhead because it was put out on all their social media platforms. Let me read it to you.
Yes.
I am aware of the rumors and speculation over the last few days. College and NFL teams have great interest in all of our personnel, from players to coaches to staff, and I truly believe that this is a testament to the strength of our University of Michigan football program. As I stated in December, while no one knows what the future holds, I expect that I will be enthusiastically coaching Michigan in 2023.
Fred, are you buying that?
Well, the operative term was expect.
I expect, right.
Expect. I will be coaching Michigan in 2023 unless I'm not. Unless I'm in Carolina or unless I'm in Denver.
Right.
Because here's the thing when
or
you look at
Harbaugh. Unless I'm in Indianapolis.
Right. Here's the thing. How much better is it going to get for him? they had a terrific team this year, a team that could have won the national title.
They were 13-0, right?
So you've got a team like that, and you get to a point where you're finally going to cash in, and this is going to dot the exclamation point. And then, defensively, you come up short against TCU. How much better can it get for Michigan? And if, in fact, that is the best hurrah Jim Harbaugh will have there, then honestly, aside from money, why would you stay there? There's not much more you can do. He can leave Michigan tomorrow and say to people, and they will acknowledge, you know what, I went out on top. Yeah, we got beat in the playoff, but look at our regular season and look at the resurgence in the program since I got here. So since I have done that, and I realize I may not get all the way over the hump, I might as well go and take the money.
There's no doubt about it. And Fred, here's the other part. He's safeguarding himself because last year he wound up with egg on his face. If you remember, he went to a job interview last year in Minneapolis for the Vikings on signing day for college football players. What football coach is not available on signing day? He thought he was getting a job, Fred. Yeah,
a coach that thought he was going to sign.
Right.
That's the coach that goes on signing day. I'm signing. It's
on
my day.
On signing of all days. You could have said, dude, can you push it back? Can I wait till the day after? Like, that tells you all you need to know. So this year he's putting up this facade that, well, I expect to be at Of course you expect. You got a contract and a job. He could have closed the door. I'm not going anywhere. I put my right hand up. I'm not going on any job interviews. I'm not interviewing with anybody. I'm going to be Michigan coach until we win a damn national championship. How about that?
Well, he can't do that because that's not going to be the case.
No, I know.
The bottom line again is this. When you've got to the top of whatever mountain you're trying to climb, and maybe the mountain's a little higher, but you yourself have the self-awareness to realize I can't get to that point. You know, I'm almost there. I've gone farther than I ever have. I've gone farther than most people ever have, but I'm out of gas.
They've lost six straight bowl games. And I get it. I think you're right as far as what he's done to this point. They beat Ohio State, their arch rivals, the last 2 years. They've won the Big Ten title the last 2 years. And they've been in the college football playoffs the last 2 years. Now, they didn't get to the championship game, which they should have, or most people thought they would, especially when you talk about beating TCU, which most people thought they would. But this might be your cut and run, and you've done. You're not leaving with your tail stuck between your legs. You know what I mean? You at least had success. You had an undefeated season until you lost in the college football playoffs. This could be it.
Since he got back. Let's just be realistic. Since he got back, he was able to recreate a resurgence in Michigan football. He's done that. He has rebuilt that program. Because if you remember before he got there, it wasn't like it is today. So he has done that. The resurgence in Michigan football can be directly attributed to Jim Harbaugh. He has done his job there. But you get to a point where you go, okay, I've done it. And he's also done this, Rob, and I think it applies to all levels of sports. You're in the conversation every year. That's all you can ask of your team, collegiate, professional, high school, whoever you root for. There's one thing as a fan you expect and you want. You want to be in the conversation. You don't know about injuries. You don't know if somebody gets hot. But you do know this. Going in, you're positioned to have an opportunity to win the whole thing. And he has done that for Michigan football. He has put them back on the map. He has put them back in the conversation. There's not much more he can do without winning a national title. And really, if he doesn't win a national title, the only thing that can happen is for him, it gets worse. It doesn't get any better because it's gotten as good as it's going to get without winning a title.
And the history of Michigan football, when you think the legendary coach Bo Schembechler, never won a national championship. They got a statue of him on. He's never won a national championship.
I used to love that hat he wore.
You know, right.
Oh, yeah.
And so here's Jim Harbaugh, who played for Bo, is a Michigan man, was a quarterback for the Wolverines. He's got all the boxes checked, and like his hero and idol, he never won a national championship. So you can be revered at Michigan without winning. And Bo won Big Ten titles and all that, but he had a losing record, I believe, in bowl games. Like, he was not great in the postseason, But they won enough. They beat Ohio State enough to make people feel good about Michigan. And maybe that's where it is. And maybe that they have one mythical national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. That's and that was 1997.
All right, that's not where it is. Look, if you're a competitor, just being there, and I'm the best there is, but I've never won it all. No. I'll just say it right here and right now. He needs to go. And he doesn't need to be fired. He needs to go. Right. He needs to go for him. He needs to go and explore something
and
else.
This might be his last opportunity. I'm dead serious. Like, it might be, Fred, because if you remember last year, he had stink on when he was trying to move on and they gave him a pay cut. He had stink on him. Nobody in the NFL was even interested in Jim Harbaugh, which is surprising. Because he had a lot of success with the 49ers. They got to a Super Bowl. They went to three NFC championship games. Like, he's the one who got Colin Kaepernick the quarterback spot and utilized him and became the quarterback whisperer. So he had success there, but nobody wanted him. Now, here you are. You're on top. You're one of the final four schools playing. And there's NFL jobs with some decent teams, you know, and organizations. Denver, they got a great defense. All they need is get their quarterback straightened out.
Well, maybe Harbaugh can play quarterback.
Yeah, it might be. He might be just as good as Russell Wilson. But I'm with you. I think that it's time for him to make a move and leave. And are you buying Jim Harbaugh? Do you believe he really wants to stay when he says he fully expects to be at Michigan? Or do you think he's just kind of hedging his bet in case no job really comes for him? And he winds up having to stay because he got embarrassed last year thinking he was getting that Minnesota job and it didn't come through.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature. Nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge, or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum! And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
So LeBron James is leading in all-star balloting as they've released the first poll. And tell me about it. What are his numbers?
Rob G., what we got?
The initial votes are in. Again, this will continue for another few weeks, and it only accounts for 50% of the actual final tally to see who will be the starters. But it's the same as it ever was. LeBron James and Kevin Durant are the top two vote getters in the NBA. LeBron over 50,000 votes ahead of KD, which would make him a captain for the third consecutive year. He has right now 3.16 million votes.
And LeBron, by the way, is having a terrific season. I mean, he is just having a phenomenal year. You have to acknowledge that, whether you like him or not. He's having a great year.
Does it matter if you win or not? Or no?
Well, not for LeBron.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Because it's not about winning. It's about LeBron.
Okay.
Okay. And that being said, do you think LeBron is still the face of the NBA? I think in LeBron's mind he is, but I don't think he'd be the first person that would pop up on the tongue of someone talking about who is the NBA.
Because I think as great as he's playing for a 20-year veteran and what he's doing and the numbers he's putting up, Fred, I think that there are other players in the league who you might look to and say they're the face of the league. And Steph Curry, would you say he's in that conversation?
There'd be no question. Giannis,
I know he's won one championship, but he's a hell of a player. His team is always in the mix. He puts up incredible numbers.
Is it too soon to say Ja Morant?
Yes.
I don't know. I think people like him. The All-Star game is a popularity contest.
I get that, but the only problem is once they started letting players vote, the first year players ever voted for the All-Star team, like 120 did not vote for LeBron James. So you say it's a popularity contest, but it's also a slight contest. How in the world could 120 players in a 400-player league leave him off the ballot?
Because they didn't want to vote for their grandpa.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly why.
I just wonder. It's kind of shocking. Now, Kevin Durant and the Nets, they lost last night. They had won 12 in a row.
Yep.
So they're playing great basketball. He's playing great, right? He's in the MVP conversation.
Sure.
I get to Kevin Durant. I'm surprised that Steph, is it because, and this is what I'm asking you about the winning. They won the championship a year ago, Fred, but they're struggling this year.
Right.
They are.
Right.
They're a terrible team on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel like the same team since the punch with Draymond Green.
Right. Well, they don't feel like the same team right now.
Right.
But let's look at two teams struggling. Okay, and then you can pick your face of the NBA from one of the players on these two teams. The Warriors who are struggling or the Lakers who
are
struggling.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Both teams are struggling. As we sit here today, which roster would you rather have? The Laker roster or the Warriors roster?
Well, the Warriors roster.
Okay, you'd rather have the Warriors roster.
But still, Steph's not—he's not the leading vote getter. In fact, Rob G., where's Steph? Is he number three, or is he further down the list?
He is number four.
He's not even—who's three?
Giannis.
Okay, so Giannis is three. You brought him up. Steph is four. Is that a slight on Steph? They won a championship last year. Are you a little surprised?
I don't know if it's a slight. I don't know if it's a slight. Giannis, I mean, that's the guy that everybody always wants in everything. Kevin Durant is playing like KD again this year.
He is.
But I just look at the All-Star game like this. I'm not a huge fan of All-Star games in general, to be honest with you.
No, I get it.
I still think
the baseball All-Star game's the best.
Well, because there's something a little more to it.
Well, you really play, though. You don't throw the ball slower. You know what I mean? Like in the NFL, you don't tackle like the same way.
Well, they turned that into a flag football.
And you know,
now.
Fred, you love hockey, okay? The All-Star game, the score is 15-11.
It's brutal.
That's not hockey. There's never a score 15-11. Am I right?
It's brutal. I've seen the All-Star game.
It's terrible.
In person. Yeah, it's awful.
I went to the one in L.A. a few
so
years
did I.
ago. Yeah, I was there.
That's the one.
I was in the stands.
Yeah, and they skate so slowly until the final 45 seconds, and all of a sudden you think, my God, I'm watching something entirely different.
Right.
But guys are flying.
So that's
now.
Bad. And we know the Pro Bowl's terrible. They're getting rid of. They're getting rid of it. Right? It's done. But the NBA All-Star game, we almost had a couple of years where they scored 200 points.
Yeah, and they changed the rules to try to make it more exciting. And really the problem is now when you can get every game, every night, anywhere you want, there's no big thrill in bringing everybody together.
Not the same. You remember in those days when you had all there were teams and players you never saw depending on where you lived. So it was a big deal. Like that's the part that people don't because you can be a fan of any team now. Fred, you could be living in Los Angeles and be a Chicago Bulls fan because you could get every game.
The world is flat.
Yes.
With technology, you can get anything you want at any time. So you can be a displaced fan and still support your team. I'm just thinking in the NBA, and when they gave names to all the awards, the MVP, Michael Jordan, MVP, all of the awards now have names. I think they did that to ensure there'd be no problem with LeBron James.
I agree. I totally agree from the standpoint of they couldn't give him a name because he's still playing.
Right.
So that was their excuse. You know, and now all the awards are named. I don't know.
What could he be?
I don't know.
LeBron James Freak of Nature Award?
I don't know. It is surprising. And then my point is if the league really believed that he was the best MVP, he was the GOAT. They could have waited before they named the MVP.
No, I think it was intentional.
Am I right? I do too.
I think it was intentional. We'll just dot this exclamation point right here and right now.
Right, and let you know, like, no.
Yeah, okay, not going to happen.
So go ahead.
I just think that when you watch the NBA and you talk about the face of the league, and I'm sure our listeners will disagree with this, but the NBA skews young. We know that. And I would think of the young people that watch NBA basketball, there would be as many fans of Ja Morant. I'm just being honest.
Where was he on the list, Rob G? Is he even in the top 10?
Well, Rob, I tried to text you this discreetly, but I know you ain't looking at your phone for once.
No, I'm not. You know, that's right.
16 players have more votes right now than Ja Morant.
Now, are you shocked by that, Fred?
A little bit surprised. A little bit, yeah.
Is that because it's Memphis, Fred, Rob G?
Maybe.
Is that a Memphis thing? Because he's a terrific player and exciting.
Probably. I mean, if you look at the guards in the Western Conference, he's still number three, which is not bad. The problem, though, is the two guys in front of him are Steph and Luka, and they have almost more than double the amount of votes.
No, he's not supplanting those two guys.
No, but I mean, he can be.
Oh, yeah. No, he can be
on the team.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but he's not. Yeah. As a starter, if those guys, if Luka and depending on how long Steph plays or whatever, it could be 7 years before, 5 years before he gets a sniff.
Yeah, that's true.
At being a starter.
But now look at Luka. All right, you bring up Luka.
Luka's not the face. Despite his ability and what he's done, I don't think he's the face of the NBA.
Yet. If he wins a title, he could be. Why couldn't he be?
No, I'm not. But he would have to win.
Yeah, he's got to win a title.
Like what he's doing, as well as he's playing, and the big numbers he's put up. But I'm not so sure. Rob G, where are you?
Yeah. So the question is mostly for Fred, because Chris and Rob have talked about this several times over the last few years. I believe it's mostly Chris who thinks this, but I believe Rob, you do kind of agree with the sentiment.
Okay.
Is it fair to say that an international-born player cannot be the face of the NBA?
Is it fair to say cannot?
Cannot.
I think
that here in America, that American sports fans will never accept Giannis as the face, Luka, whoever.
I think it is unfair to say that.
Okay.
I think American sports fans would accept that player if he was foreign born.
He would have to be so special, and he would have to also win. Not like just putting up numbers wouldn't do it. I think there's a little bit of that. I do. I don't think it's impossible.
I think it's very probable.
Yeah.
Personally. Yeah. I think that if someone is so far ahead or above of the others, if someone has distinguished themselves, I think absolutely an American audience would accept a foreign-born player as the face of a sport.
Who's the face of baseball right now, today?
Shohei Ohtani.
No, it ain't. It's Aaron Judge. It's Aaron Judge. And I'm going to tell I believe that. Fred, not because he's from another country. It's not. Because he's doing stuff that we haven't seen since the 20s, since Babe Ruth played. We all know he's a great player.
All right, then I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right.
But Aaron Judge checks a lot of boxes. And I'm talking about winning team tradition, a home run hitter, his team wins. Like, we haven't seen Shohei in the postseason, right? He's out of his team is out of it in May. It's hard to be the face when you don't win. You have to. I remember when Shaq first started in Orlando.
All right.
He was home on the playoffs. Remember, they didn't make the playoffs.
Yes.
You can't be the face of the league if you're home during the playoffs.
Okay. So here's my question to you. You work your whole life, right? You don't make a lot of money, but you go to work every day.
That's the story of my life. Are you talking about me or Rob G? I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I'm talking about you. So you work your whole life. You don't make a lot of money, and you finally saved up enough money, and you can go to one game. One game, that's what you can afford. And you've saved an entire year to go to one game, all right? You can go and see the Yankees with Aaron Judge, or you can go see Shohei Ohtani with the Angels. You can go to one game, and they're not playing against each other. What game do you go
to? Rob G., I'm going with you first. Where are you going?
Not Ohtani.
See?
What do you mean, not Ohtani?
I just...
Why?
He's awesome, but it's not like I really got to go see him play.
You're insane. You are completely insane.
I think Rob G is more in line with... I'm telling you, a lot of people from the standpoint, Fred, that the whole Judge is... And I'm not... You remember there are a lot of players who all said that Ohtani should win the MVP every year. And
right.
It wasn't close. Like because winning matters, the tradition matters. Aaron Judge is a big-time home run hitter. It's not taking away anything from Ohtani.
Acknowledged.
But I think that Judge is a bigger draw. And guess what? I think, Rob G., look it up, who sold the most jerseys last year? And I think, guess what? Like Tatis... sold the second most jerseys. He didn't play one game last year.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. a ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's update this story, Rob G., with the NFL and the potential, which is we already know that the game is not going to be made up, which makes sense to both of us, right? That they're not going to play that game.
I think, honestly, it makes sense. I think it is a gesture of kindness,
right.
Of empathy, but I think it's a pretty big give for these teams to do this.
Because that was a big game, obviously, with Cincinnati and Buffalo being involved. But, Rob G., underlying situation here is that we could have an AFC championship game not in the home field of the team with the best record in the AFC, right?
Absolutely. For any of our listeners who missed Monty's update, there is some wild scenarios going on in the AFC championship game.
And nothing has been as concrete yet.
No, this is all dependent on what happens this weekend, all right? If Buffalo and Kansas City both win or tie, then a potential Buffalo-Kansas City AFC championship would be a neutral site. If the Bills and Chiefs both lose and Baltimore wins or ties against the Bengals, and assuming a Buffalo and Kansas City, because they're the top two seeds, meet in the AFC championship game, again, it would be a neutral site. The wildest one, though, which involves coin flips and all kinds of other stuff, if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose this weekend and the Bengals win, a potential Bills-Bengals or Bengals-Chiefs championship game would also be at a neutral site.
That's a mouthful. Now, what if Kansas City loses?
More likely than not, we're going to have an AFC because the top three seeds would all be involved here.
But wait a minute. If Baltimore defeats Cincinnati in Week 18,
right,
it will have defeated Cincinnati, a divisional opponent, twice, but not be able to host a playoff game because Cincinnati will have a higher winning percentage for a 16-game schedule than Baltimore will for a 17-game schedule.
It's minutia. It's a mess.
And that would be determined by a coin flip, where the home game is in the wild card round.
Fred, I don't. This is a once. This doesn't happen very often. I don't know what the correct thing to do is because there's no wiggle room to. And you don't want to move the playoffs where one game is going to cause you to move everybody else and then change the whole playoff schedule.
But see, here's what
right?
I don't, here's
you can't
what I,
do that for one game.
Yeah, but here's what I don't get here. And maybe there's TV contracts, things like that involved. Here's what I don't get. If in fact it needed to be done, if you played Buffalo and Cincinnati next week, okay? You play them next week, everything gets pushed back 1 week, and then the bye week leading into the Super Bowl is eliminated.
No, but Rob G., there's a reason that doesn't work because...
Why doesn't it work?
Because didn't the NFC team...
No, it works. The problem is that you mentioned yesterday, a team like the Eagles might have two bye weeks consecutively.
Right.
Or all these other teams who you only should get one bye week for the top seed, suddenly everybody gets a bye week.
Right. Everybody would get a bye week, and it's like, well, what did we play the whole season for? And there's no advantage.
I hear what you're saying.
That's the only issue, right? That everybody would get a bye week.
Right. So I guess in this scenario, only these three teams, for the most part, are affected versus
And everybody. That's what really should be, because it was the game against Buffalo and Cincinnati, right? And that was a big game. And the only other team that hangs in the balance is the Chiefs,
right,
who have a one-game lead, basically.
Right.
Now, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday and Buffalo wins, then that's
To summarize it, this is the easiest way to do it. If it's Chiefs-Bills or Chiefs-Bengals in any combination in the AFC Championship game, it's a neutral site game, no matter what.
All right, so that's how they corrected it. You don't get the advantage of hosting the game.
Right, right.
So the seeding is really, if it comes down to one of those three,
right, it's like
irrelevant.
We're not going to penalize Buffalo because they're playing one less game because of this horrific situation. Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're basically saying. Now, I don't know, a neutral site, I'm sure people in Buffalo are going to be happy about it. You know what I mean? Like, where's that game? You know, like, now all those Buffalo fans got to fly. If the Chiefs or whoever's involved in the AFC Championship game, that's a situation. Wow.
Well, they'd put it in Detroit, just like they did last time. They put it in Detroit, right?
That might be the only playoff game they see anyway in Detroit. Oh, I'm sorry.
So wrong.
Hello? Sorry.
Hey, no, because the Lions, I'll tell you this. You might be writing the Lions off. You might be counting them off.
Okay.
You might think the improbable cannot occur.
I didn't say that they couldn't win.
But I'm going to tell you something. Seattle can beat the Rams on Sunday. Check that. The Rams.
I was going to say, I was a Freudian slip.
Yeah, that was. Rams can beat Seattle. Not exactly sure how they can do that, but they can beat Seattle. So if the Rams beat Seattle and the Lions beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, the Lions are in.
Okay. We're going to talk about that. All right. So the other part of the AFC minutia and the NFL, do you think anybody has an advantage of a neutral site game, or does it really – you know what I mean? Like – sometimes we've seen in playoff games or Super Bowls or whatever where it's lopsided. You know, like one team just shows up and they're in tune and the other one doesn't. Is if you're Buffalo, are you getting screwed? Like playing in the winter and the weather in Buffalo, is their skin is tough and ready for it, and maybe a team from somewhere else isn't as much. Even though Kansas City obviously gets cold and so does Cincinnati. But it ain't Buffalo.
No, it's not Buffalo. And to be honest with you, yeah, there is an advantage.
Have you been to Buffalo?
I have.
Do you have the same thoughts that I have about Buffalo?
I like the Anchor Bar. Good wings.
Anchor Bar wings, no doubt.
Went and saw Niagara Falls. It was beautiful.
But I always say, why do people live here?
Why do they live there?
Yeah.
Because they're hardy souls, Rob.
It is brutal. Okay. Upstate New York, Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, Albany. Fred.
My oldest son decided he wanted to go to school at Syracuse. And I said, you understand, people don't go from warm to cold.
To Southern California. Right.
No, I'm going to Syracuse. And then he told me there were tunnels that you could take.
Underground,
because it was
right.
So cold. So I sent him a tank top in the winter. I said, enjoy. Have a good time back there.
So he went. Did he enjoy it?
He loved Syracuse. Oh, he had a great time.
Really?
Yeah, he loved school there. He thought Syracuse was a great school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is pretty amazing. And if you're Kansas City with one more win, and are you mad if you're Kansas City? Or are you understanding? I'm sure that they talk to the organization.
Right, that's the key in all of this. It's like I said earlier, this is a big give and a very empathetic give, understanding the gravity of what happened on Monday night. And understanding that this is very unusual, an individual safety is more important than the seeding for the playoffs. So the give became, all right, we'll play at neutral sites. Nobody gets the advantage. I think the ultimate advantage would probably go to Buffalo because of the weather there. Kansas City is a very difficult place to play as well. Kansas City's a tough place, and some say the loudest stadium in the league.
Even though last year, guess what happened? Cincinnati came back and won that game in Kansas City, AFC Championship game.
Yeah. So overall, it's the most equitable solution in a difficult situation. Overall. I still would have considered, but, you know, you guys pointed out, I thought you play the game next week, and then everybody gets kicked back a week. But then some people get two buys.
Rob G, what do you see stuff on Twitter? Are people happy with this? Are there anybody belly aching? Or what kind of vibe are you getting?
Well, a lot of it is people trying to sort it out, right? All the different scenarios at play and what could happen and what couldn't happen. But for the most part, people seem to agree that this is the least impactful way to figure this out. Because it really only affects four teams. It's Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and to a way lesser extent, Baltimore, because of the coin flip situation in the wild card round. But as far as everybody else with the Chargers and, you know, other AFC playoff teams, they were going to be on the road regardless. So it's really only affecting these three teams, and it's not affecting the rest of the NFC field. So they seem to think this is the, I guess, the lesser of several evils.
I agree. I think the fewer teams you can impact by this, the better.
Well, there's that,
right?
Yeah.
You don't want to impact the whole league,
right?
And all the playoff teams, they got to get involved because one game wasn't played. This is the right way to do it.
No, it is. It's an equitable solution to a difficult problem, to a difficult situation. It is equitable. Everybody that would be affected is affected in this scenario.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.